I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
After 22 years of searching, researchers at the Radboud University Medical Center in the Netherlands have successfully identified the genetic cause behind a certain type of adult hearing loss that's inherited, a defect in the so-called RIPOR2 gene. I'm Eva Higginbotham, and I spoke to geneticist Hanny Kramer and ear, nose and throat surgeon Ronald Pennings about how they did it.
What we have been looking at is to identify families with hearing loss that is caused by a genetic defect in the cochlea or inner ear, as we call it. And the interesting thing about this study is that we have identified 12 different families where this hearing loss is being caused by one single genetic defect, and that causes adult onset hearing loss. So that means that it starts later in life, but not at an old age, but roughly at about 30 years of age. Some of these patients develop it a little bit earlier, some develop it later on in life, which makes it a bit more complex to identify the genetic cause of the deafness in these families.
Hanny, you're a geneticist. How did you go about finding this gene?
What we first did is find the region in the DNA, so which chromosome, which part of a specific chromosome must have the genetic defect. So we can do that because people differ from each other in their DNA. And by following these differences in the DNA in many family members, we in the end can determine which part of which chromosome in the end always is inherited with the condition, with the hearing loss. So in the end, we found a region on chromosome 6. We moved on by a technique in which you can relatively quickly look at all the genes in our DNA. And that's what we did for three family members. And then we looked, what do these share in the region or very close to the region on this chromosome 6? And by doing that, we had only one DNA change left, and that was in the gene that's called RIPOR2. And then we went on looking whether everybody or almost everybody in the family with hearing loss had this same genetic defect. And that turned out to be true. And knowing that, we went to other families with more or less the same type of hearing loss. And we looked whether we could find this same genetic defect. And indeed, we did. And so we identified the 12 families with the same cause of hearing loss. Our next step, we want to find out how many individuals really have this mutation. We think in the Netherlands, it can be as many as 13,000. And in total, in Northwestern Europe, we calculated based on these public databases that it might well be more than 30,000 individuals.
What do you think this gene is actually doing, or this mutation is doing, to cause hearing loss?
Most of our genes have the code for the synthesis of a protein. And the protein made by the gene with the mutation is a little bit shorter than by the same gene without the mutation. So normally when you hear, the sound goes into the inner ear, and then little hairs, the so-called hair cells in the inner ear, they bend because the noise is pushing them aside. And the protein that is encoded by this gene, this RIPOR gene, is located at the base of these hairs. The mutation leads to the fact that the mutated protein is not going to its right place. So we think that therefore these hairs on the hair cells are not so stable than in people who don't have this mutation.
So now you know the genetic cause of this kind of hearing loss. Does that give you any help for treatments? Are there any treatments already for this kind of hearing loss?
So in general, for patients who have hearing loss due to a problem in the inner ear, there are usually two main ways to rehabilitate them. So it's either with a hearing aid, or when they have really profound deafness, then you can provide them with a cochlear implant. But, you know, a hearing aid is a helpful aid, but it's not perfect. Sound is still distorted, and patients probably will still complain about hearing in noisy environments. So it's not perfect.
Several research groups are working towards developing genetic therapy for early onset hearing loss, so onset in childhood, and mouse models are being used, and some successes have been achieved for that. So they are rather far from being applied in humans, but still developments are moving on and several ways are being developed to get the therapy into the inner ear and see how far treatment can be helpful.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.